Sports Day for Kia. The new Kia Niro electric SUV range has landed. And Spud Shed. Crazy cheap prices on the free Spud Shed app.
Welcome to Sports Day, the lucky last show before the grand final, and the teams are in. The news headlines for Polaris, Australia's number one off-road vehicle brand. Paul Hazelby, good evening to you.
Good evening to you too, Carl. Stephen May is good to go. He'll be playing for Melbourne. No change to their team. James Jordan will be the Medi sub. At the Bulldogs, though, two inclusions. Alex Keith and Cody Waitman come back in. Poor old Ryan Gardner misses out after a pretty good season. Anthony Scott and also Latham Vandermeer, the other players Vandermeer omitted, which means Jason Johannesson actually keeps his position after being the sub in recent times. And the big news of the day, Carlton Football Club, Carl, they have a new coach. His name is Michael Voss. We've seen him before. He was the Brisbane Lions coach. He's been at Port Adelaide for the last 8 years, and this continues on the trend in recent times of coaches getting a second opportunity on the back of Brett Ratten. So big change at Carlton. Luke Sayers, Brian Cook and Michael Voss, the three leaders.
Yeah, they are, and be interested to see how the Blues go, and let's hope that he can bring some stability, because it's been a pretty rocky road up to this point at the Carlton Football Club. Speaking of rocky roads, this man has endured a lot of it, who will join us after the break. His name is Glenn Bartlett. He was president for the long time and chairman of the Melbourne Football Club. He recently stepped away from that role back in April, and he is still a board member at his club, and I reckon he'd be very proud of what his club's been able to achieve. And can they win the premiership? That's the next big question. Get Ranger confidence for the price of a quad. Visit your local Polaris dealer today. Glenn Bartlett will join us next.
Sports Day for Kia. The new Kia Niro electric SUV range has landed. And Spud Shed. Download the free app and save a spud load.
Welcome back to Sports Day, and as I forecast just prior to the break, it is fantastic to have the outgoing president of the Melbourne Football Club in Glenn Bartlett on the program. He stepped down from that role as chairman and president for 8 years in April 2021, and he must be really satisfied with what his football club has been able to achieve. Barty, welcome to the show, mate. Nice to have you on.
No, thanks, Carl and Paul. Always good to have a chat. Yeah, it's obviously really exciting times for us.
Yeah, it is, mate. And look, you know, with the what you've had to do, toil away behind the scenes, off the field, the work that you've done in your role on that board since August of 2013, how satisfying is it to at least get this far?
Oh, look, it's you know, we've done so much over that period of time. So to sort, you know, the probably on-field success is the last thing to really, you know, come together. But it's really exciting, you know, for our fans, for everyone involved, from sponsors, past sponsors, directors, volunteers, players, past players, you know, but most of all our supporters, members. It's really satisfying to see, you know, sticking the course. You know, you hear the noise, but we just kept making decisions that we believe were right, and you know, stuck the course. I'm just proud of all of our people, the resilience, you know, and it's really exciting times with this week. You know, it's a real opportunity to break that 57-year-old drought.
That's the key, isn't it, sometimes, to go through the challenges. And look, through that period, Melbourne have had more than their fair share of challenges. There was the, obviously, tanking allegations against Chris Connolly and Cameron Swab. Mark Neild, of course, was moved on as well. And then you'd made the decision to bring in Paul Roos as that interim coach. How much, I guess, plaudits does he deserve for the role that he did just before Simon Goodwin got the job?
Look, huge. You know, obviously the tanking, Mark, you know, that all happened before my time, but certainly inherited the fine we had to pay, which is another story. But look, Paul was huge, as was, you know, Peter Jackson, the alignment, I think, between the three of us. But like in the first month, I remember it well. You know, we really had two paths and decided to peg our ears back and appoint Paul, and the commercials would really take care of themselves with somebody like Roosie on board. So important from a culture, foundation, list management. Managers started returning our phone calls once we got Roosie. I remember walking him through the MCG, seeing the look of disbelief on staff. Couldn't believe that we'd actually landed Paul Roos. And, you know, within a couple of days, my old great mate, Ronnie Howson from East Perth, was running AHG, and he'd already reached out to me about coming on board as a sponsor, but within a couple of days, he said, "Let's have a beer over at Crown, grab Jacko, and let's have a chat." And I said to him, "Why don't you take front end, back of the jumper, both?" And he did. And he said, "The other thing he did is I'll just, my policy is to write out a cheque for almost $2 million straight away." And, you know, given where we were with $12.5 million of debt, you know, right up to neck in overdraft. You know, that was a critical point in time, and it was sort of step by step, but it was a slow but a solid build. So I'm really confident that the club, you know, off the field and now debt free, you know, got a very strong balance sheet. Exciting times, and obviously on the field, the performances and, you know, list and so forth speaks for itself. So confident that really well set for the future, and I guess I ticked off everything and more that I wanted to do in my time. Roosie stayed for 3 years, Jacko for five, and I stayed for eight. And, you know, I'm indebted to those gentlemen forever, and the club should be too.
You make an interesting point about the attraction component, that clubs do need to become a destination club, and you're able to attract some really good players. When you talk about Ed Langdon from the Dockers, Stephen May, Jake Lever, both All-Australians, Adam Tomlinson was another. You need those players to come in at the right time to complement what you already have.
Yeah, look, we developed a really strategic risk management strategy, and, you know, even people like Josh Marnie were key at the time in that, and Jason Taylor and Tim Lamb, and all played. A lot of people played very important roles. It's not about one person, but stuck to the strategy. And you know, we got a core of players that are now coming through together and played a lot of footy together. And then as we identified weaknesses and the things we needed, you know, those gaps have been strategically filled.
More of Glenn Baylor coming your way. Double demerits apply from midnight tonight until midnight Monday for drink and drug driving. Not wearing a seatbelt or running a red light. Get caught and you could lose your licence twice as fast.
Sports Day for Kia. The new Kia Niro electric SUV range has landed. And Spud Shed. Download the free app and save a spud load.
We are chatting to former Demons president and now Melbourne board member Glenn Bartlett. Hayes?
What's your feeling about the supporters? Of course, they're doing it really tough this year, and we've seen some of the scenes in recent times, even an earthquake today over there in Victoria. But for them to put up with some poor performances, I guess, for 57 years and then win the premiership potentially and not be able to go and celebrate with the team, you must feel for them a little bit.
Yeah, Hayes, I do. I really feel, you know, and I've come across and spoken to a lot of them along the journey, I do feel, and Melbourne's a tough place. You know, we're lucky we've got an office over here, and we got out in May for really business reasons, have stayed, but it was awful last year, and it is now, just being in lockdown, and, you know, it's really hard. A lot of people doing it hard, but they should be very proud of their footy team. This is, I don't say this is the end. It's you know, the start of something that we've been building to for a long time, and I'm confident they'll get to see their team in big games, big finals at the MCG, hopefully in years to come. But, yeah, I do feel, and look, particularly for, you know, people like Brian and Sophie in our Demon Army, I've come across, and Vicky, right across the country for 8 years, whether it's been in Darwin, Alice Springs, MCG, them doing their banners under the MCG. They've been to every game, you know, bar sort of COVID. I really feel for people like that. Noel McMahon, you know, former premiership captain, he's in his 90s, and every time he's seen me, you know, he's put his arm around me the last 8 years and said, can you just tell the coaches and the players to please hurry up? I want to see one more. So Brass, Brian Dixon, you know, those long-standing Melbourne people that unfortunately, you know, can't be here. But I have to say, the West Australians that have got behind us, it's unbelievable, the support. And I'd say to every West Australian, get on the Demon train. Your support's been wonderful. It's fantastic, unbelievable at prelim. I was pinching myself with the amount of support, the amount of people I've come across at training. It's fantastic. But our thoughts are certainly with our friends, you know, back in Victoria, but just not anyone that's really been affected by, you know, COVID and what we're dealing with, you know, which has been a real challenge for some time now.
I think there'll be more to come for this team. I think there's a dynasty building for the Melbourne Demons with the age profile and the talent that they have at their disposal. But you deserve a lot of the credit for that, Glenn. You've been there over the last 8 years. You did hand over the presidency or chairmanship this year, and it went to a female. Kate Roffey, of course, taking over the role. The Western Bulldogs with a female president, and also Richmond with Peggy O'Neill in recent times. Is there something to this? And look, what do they bring to football clubs?
I think the, you know, diversity and even opinion. And look, I brought Kate on the board and, you know, Jane Martino, and I was a big fan of Karen Hayes. And, you know, it's just great to see, as it is with the growth of our women's program and team as well. It's wonderful for footy. We need to see more and more of it as we go forward. I've been a big supporter of a, you know, number of different programs over a period of time and helped a number of different women, even other clubs, you know, Diana Taylor at Geelong and Annalise Batista onto the board at Gold Coast, and we've just got to see more of it. It does add, you know, diversity in thinking. It's really important, you know, the balance for our game. And it's exciting, you know. It's exciting, you know, in the, I think, their first years as presidents to be part of this. And I can't wait for the ball to bounce on Saturday. But, look, so many people have played a role in this for no doubt both clubs, but I can speak for at Melbourne. And, you know, I just can't wait for the game to start. And you know, hopefully it's our time.
All I can say is if it wasn't for the ladies, none of us would be here, boys. So we thank them all very, very much for having us. Hey, Glenn, it's been a pleasure having you on the show, mate. Thank you very, very much for your time, and we look forward to seeing you on the weekend, mate. Good luck.
Yeah, for sure. Thanks, Hayes. Thanks, Carl. And go the Mighty Demons.
Glenn Bartlett there. Road Safety Commission message. Double demerits apply from midnight tonight until midnight Monday for speeding and using a mobile phone or radar detector while driving. Get caught and it could lose your licence twice as fast. We'll be back with Lee Kitchen, Subiaco captain, next.
Sports Day for Kia. The new Kia Niro electric SUV range has landed. And Spud Shed. Download the free app and save a spud load.
We're talking with Craig Gemmell here to tell us about the wonderful Sunset Beach. Hello, Craig.
G'day, boys. Yes, very exciting times indeed. And there's been a wave of interest in response to the Sunset Beach Lifestyle Village in sunny Geraldton.
Looks like a dream spot. Are there many house designs to choose from?
Yes, mate. There's a great range of fantastic designs in the village with all homes full turnkey. And we've even got upgrade options available too. And we can also package up a particular design on a particular lot.
Sounds great. Are there any display homes for people to look at?
Great question, lads. And we now have two homes on display, and they're open from Saturday and Sunday from 1 p.m. till 5 p.m. And there's also a range of homes you can check out, starting with a one-bedroom, one-bathroom, right up to the larger three-bedroom, one-bathroom.
How easy is the buying process?
We've made it so simple. With a registration form and a minimal deposit of $1,000 secures your new home site today.
Brilliant. For the lifestyle you've always wanted, inquire today at sunsetbeachvillage.com.
Time now for our waffle update. The new Kia Niro electric SUV range has landed. Let's get straight into the kitchen. Lee Kitchen, the Subiaco captain, joins us here on Sports Day. How are you, mate? You going well?
Good, thanks, chaps. Yep, thanks for having me on.
Nice win on the weekend. And I tell you what, it was really the stuff that you're able to do early, wasn't it? You just got on top early, five goals. Kicking straight is really important too in that first quarter.
It made a big difference. Straight out of the gate, both sides, the pressure was pretty impressive. Now you've got the first one on the board, but after that, I thought we were really good. And you're right, going into quarter time, kicking five straight, made a big difference, better off than being 2-3 or 3-2. It gave us that breathing room.
Your key forwards were pretty good. Jack Mayo, back from his ACL, he kicked two goals. I thought he was outstanding early and really took Blake Slenzog out of the game, who had to play in defence. And he's been pretty good, Slenzog, this year, but he had his colours lowered to Jack Mayo.
Yeah, Blake is a great player, and I think touted as obviously one of the most likely to get picked up with good reason. He's had a fantastic year and really versatile player, both ends of the ground. So certainly something we were conscious of. But Jack, after, like you said, coming back from a knee injury, still only early. Like, he had a few games with us and then went back to the reserve side and pretty much dominated when he was playing down there. To come back and compete and play the way he did, and he did it in lots of different ways, which is what I found really impressive. Took strong lead up marks against a really good defender, but also those couple of goals on the run, one snap. Bit, not quite as Max Gorn, as impressive as Max Gorn, but we're calling it Max Gorn-esque. And the one that he crossed through 50, he kicked his from 30 rather than 60. It was really important for us to get us on the board like that early. So, yeah, we were really impressed. And he was voted the best player on the ground by our supporters after the weekend. I think that's fair enough.
Do you feel he could go on again, get back onto an AFL list?
Yeah, well, on the back of that performance, you'd have to say it was really impressive. And when you put it in context of coming back from an ACL injury, and that being, I think, probably Jack's seventh game back, it was pretty impressive with how he moved. So, yeah, absolutely, certainly a spot for him.
He's certainly still of the right age, isn't he? About 22, I think. Now, Lockie Delahunty. He is so important to you, isn't he? I mean, it's not only the work that he does around the ground. He's more agile. He's not as tall as a lot of the rucks in the competition, but he still gets his hand to the footy a fair share of times. And the way that he tackles on the inside is a feature of his play.
Lockie's fantastic. I've had the privilege of playing with him for a long time now, and he certainly steps up in big games. I think he shifts the way he plays a little bit in big games, and you saw that in the state game against South Australia early in the year when he played exactly how you described there. His pressure inside and his physical presence to lay tackles and get up and go again, and just the energy he brings is really important to us. But his running capacity and ability to stretch ruckmans, get on the outside and link up for us is great too. And he certainly plays bigger than he is. So huge amount of respect for the way he goes about it. And he was really important to us getting the win on the weekend.
Lee Kitchen there for the all-new Kia Niro electric SUV range. Available as a hybrid, plug-in hybrid and full electric. We'll come back with David Short from Tab Touch next.
Sports Day for Kia. The new Kia Niro electric SUV range has landed. And Spud Shed. Download the free app and save a spud load.
Welcome back to Sports Day, and let's get into an odds update with Tab Touch. The race starts when the bet's on Tab Touch. Better your bet. Gamble responsibly. Call Gambler's Help on 1-800-858-858. And a man that's going to be starring at the Bridge Bar just across the Matagara Bridge at the big Tab Touch event. It is also in conjunction with the wonderful team at Gloucester Park, the Bridge Bar, where all the action is going to unfold, Shorty. And it's going to be enjoyed by many, I hear.
Indeed, yeah. Big crowd, sellout event, and there'll be wonderful hype. It's going to be superb. We'll have Jack Redden and Josh Kennedy joining us as well pre-game to get their thoughts on the game and analysis and all the games on the big screen. Plenty of giveaways. It's going to be an awful lot of fun. Can't wait for it.
And everybody loves a bet on the grand final. I bet there's plenty of market, Shorty.
Oh, you are not joking, Hayes. One thing that I will say surprises me in relation to betting on this game, from the moment that we posted the odds for the grand final, it hasn't budged so much as a cent either way. So obviously a lot of the punters thinking the market's pretty much bang on. I thought they were a little far apart personally, but the market hasn't changed on the way through. So it's still Melbourne $1.65, Western Bulldogs at $2.25. The line's a giveaway that everyone's expecting it to be fairly tight. It sits at just 7.5 points. A stack of novelty markets on the big game. First goal scorer betting. Ben Brown's been well back. 10 into 9 from yesterday. It was 10, so he's been well back. Darren Norton at 10. Bailey Fritch at 10. Cody Waitman's there. He's a real live wire early for the Dogs. He's at 13. 14 for McDonald. Petrarca at 15. Cozzy Pickett at 15. Tim English at 15. Interesting, at bigger odds, Tom Liberatore, if I'm not mistaken, kicked the first couple of goals for the Doggies in their most recent prelim final, and he's a $34 chance to get the job done for the early goal in the grand final, boys, if you're looking for one at crazy odds.
What about the Norm Smith medal?
Well, again, there's been a little bit of movement in this market. The two Melbourne mids are most popular to this point. Clayton Oliver at $6. Christian Petrarca at $7. The Bonts there at $7.50. Maxi Gawn at $8. Jack McRae's an $11 chance. The move has been Bailey Smith. That mullet may well attract the attention of the judges if the Doggies get the job done. 17 into $13, Bailey Smith. Tom Liberatore at 17. Jack Viney, 21. All other runners, 23 and upwards. Who do you boys like for the Normie?
I like Petrarca, but I'm willing to put a little bit on Kasiah Pickett just in case he kicks the four goals, which may be enough.
I'm going to go Gawney. If Gawney can reproduce what we saw the last game, Shorty, and I'm hoping, well, expecting, no hoping that Melbourne win.
Okay, so Pickett's at 51 and Big Maxi there, an $8 chance. Yeah, if he kicks goals as well as dominates through the middle of the ground, Carlos, he'd be a pretty solid chance, I'd expect, the big fellow.
What about in the NRL? There's some games going on this weekend too.
Yeah, just quickly before we head away, a very, very unique. We've got a market up for the grand final sprint, boys. Oh. Jack Petrocelli, $1.45. Liam Ryan, $7. Liam Henry, $7. 11 for Hughes, 18 for Rotham. Andrew Brayshaw at 26, Tom Cole at 26, and Luke Ryan is a $41 chance. Is Petrocelli put in takeout?
Well, I think so, but Brayshaw's way over the odds. He's been in this race before, and he's shown a bit.
26 big ones. Let's have a look at those NRL preliminary finals this weekend. Really interesting games to look forward to here. A couple, though, that both of them really will expect to see good encounters. Melbourne, warm favourites at $1.33, Premier $3.40. The other games, South Sydney 174, Manly 215, expected to be a little bit tighter. If you want to back the premiership winner as it sits now going into this weekend, all the money's been for the Storm. They're now into $1.80, $5 the Panthers, South Sydney $5.50, and Manly at $6.50.
Cricket's back, Shorty. Any markets for us in the cricket?
Yeah, lots to look forward to from the cricket. The IPL continues on, and also plenty of domestic action as well for the punters to get involved with there. India Premier League action for tonight. Later on, we get to see Mumbai $1.65 taking on Kolkata at $2.25. Watch out for domestic markets as well. Great to see the West Aussies off to a flyer there yesterday up against the Redbacks.
Now, Moonee Valley, traditionally on a Friday night over there in Victoria, and the Group 3 JRA Cup for someone to have a look at tomorrow night.
Oh, absolutely. They'll be spewing that they don't have the grand final the next day in their backyard, but at least they've got what will be a tremendous night of racing. And the Group 1 Moy is the one we want to really focus in on here. Profiteer $3.90. The Inferno $5. Wild Ruler at $7. And September Run is a $9 chance. And the JRA Cup Defibrillate $4. Homesman $4.80. And Secret Blaze at $5.50.
All right, beautiful, mate. How do we get on? And, of course, there's heaps of other racing action across the country, including right here in Western Australia at beautiful sunny Belmont. Fine and 27 degrees forecast for Saturday. You, of course, will be across the bridge there at Gloucester Park. How do we get on?
You can drop into any tab agency statewide. Head to tabtouch.com.au or call 1-3-2-3-6-8. If you are going to have a punt, please do it responsibly. And just a reminder, if you're going to the big game and you're looking to have a punt at Optus Stadium, there are no ATMs. So if you want to have a bet at the game, make sure you take some cash with you to have a wager at the TAB facilities there that are on site at Optus Stadium for the grand final.
Or download the app and do it right on your phone, thanks to Tab Touch. Good on you, Shorty.
Cheers, guys. All the best. Enjoy the big game.
Good on you. With Tab Touch, the race starts when the bet's on. Tab Touch, better your bet. Gamble responsibly. Call Gamblers Help on 1800 858 858.
Sports Day for Kia. The new Kia Niro electric SUV range has landed. And Spud Shed. Download the free app and save a spud load.
And we finish with a wrap of sport today, Hayes.
Liam Duggan, 3-year contract extension at the West Coast Eagles. That's good news. Adam Simpson said that Sam Petreski's Seaton is likely to be a mid-forward at the football club. It's over for Matthew Scarlett. He leaves Geelong. He's stepping away from coaching. What a player and coach he has been for that football club. And in netball, Liz Watson will be the captain of the Diamonds and Steph Wood the vice-captain.
Yeah, a whack on the elbow today for Rachel Haynes. Second ODI against India tomorrow. She's gone off for scans. Hopefully she'll be okay. Marcus Stoinis injured in the IPL. Delhi Capitals he's playing for. Their first match in the resumption of the IPL in Dubai. And it looks like that Davey Warner's started with duck for dinner because he got a duck in that same match for Sunrisers Hyderabad against Ricky Ponty's team, who is the Capitals. And, of course, the Wallabies take on Argentina on Saturday. That's all we've got time for. If your team's working around electricity, always stick to the game plan and be 360 aware. It's a public holiday Monday. We'll be back with another edition of Sports Day on Tuesday from 6. We'll see you then.